to the back corner, and it's Holden for a UCLA touchdown.
The Ronnie Lott Impact Player of the Week, live.
Now joining us on the phone, John Hamilton, the chairman of the board for the Pacific Club Impact Foundation, talking Ronnie Lott Impact Award. John, how are you doing this morning?
I am well, thank you.
So we look at the finalists for the Impact, the Ronnie Lott Impact Award, and the Pacific Club proudly brings us that. There's some big names in there and some guys with some really good character. Anthony Barr from UCLA, Chris Borland from Wisconsin, Devin Kennard from USC, and James Morris from Iowa. These are some pretty good guys.
They are terrific young men. We're very proud of them. And it's going to be a great event. And when people see these young men, they'll be very proud as well.
So the Ronnie Lott Impact Trophy names four finalists, a national voter panel of more than 200 former college coaches, players, members of the media, and past winners of the Lott Impact Trophy determine the finalists. The winner will be announced at the annual banquet December 8th at the Pacific Club. What does the winner get?
Well, the winner gets the respect. Well, he has respect already, but he gets the honor of being the recipient of the trophy and the recognition that this is not only one of the best football players in the country, but he's someone, a man of character, because 50% of the criteria for winning this award is what the person does off the field in his community, in the classroom, and having his name associated with Ronnie Lott, who, you know, epitomizes character. The university that he represents, because we can't give the player anything but a trophy, because of NC2 regulations, the university gets basically a one-year scholarship. We give a $25,000 check to the university for a one-year scholarship.
We're speaking with John Hamilton, chairman of the board for the Pacific Impact Club, and we are talking about the Ronnie Lott Impact Trophy. And John, tell us a little bit about what the committee does. I know they narrow it down from a certain number of players. Tell us a little bit about how the process does take place.
Sure. We started in the spring with 42 players, not coincidentally Ronnie Lott's number, that names are submitted from throughout the country, from all the universities, based on the quality of the player and the quality of the individual and his character. And then we will have a player of the week, an impact player of the week, usually for 12 to 16 weeks. And then usually about September, we lower the list to about 15, and then it goes to 8, and then from that, the final 200 voters nationwide get us down to our final four and the winner, and none of us know who it is, by the way. Ernst & Young counts the votes, and all we know is that we have four finalists, and we don't know which one is winning.
Talking to John Hamilton, chairman of the board for the Pacific Club, Ronnie Lott Impact Trophy finalist this weekend, or next week, Anthony Barr, Chris Borland, Devin Kennard, and James Morris. Thanks for your time this morning, John.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you very much. And we really appreciate you recognizing us and getting us a chance to talk about our trophy. It is very different, very unique, and something that we're all quite proud of.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
So once again, the Lott Impact Trophy finalists, Anthony Barr from UCLA, Chris Borland from Wisconsin, Devin Kennard, defensive end from USC, and James Morris, linebacker from Iowa. The Pac-12 commissioner, Larry Scott, will be the keynote speaker at the banquet. It's going to be televised live on Fox Sports at 7 p.m. December the 8th. Jim, good guys in the community. You look at their grade point averages, all three. These are smart guys that are also pretty good football players.